A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." Looking around at them all, he said to them, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored, but they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. For purposes entirely unrelated to this sermon, I've spent some time lately reading a gorgeous little book by the rabbi Abraham Heschel called The Sabbath. Now, growing up Catholic, I was always told that the Sabbath was Sunday, and it was a day for going to church and doing family things. I suppose there's some rudimentary connection between what I learned and what the Sabbath actually means to observant Jews, but it's pretty slender. Heschel lays out a beautiful theology of the practice of the Sabbath, grounded largely in the first Genesis story of creation. In this story, God creates the world in 6 days. Light, sea, sky, birds, plants, creeping things, animals, and finally, human beings, who are called to mold and shape and transform the created world through the work of their hands. But God's not done. On the 7th day, God creates Nuha. Now, in English, we translate menuha to mean rest, but in the original Hebrew, the word has layers of rich meaning, including tranquility, calm, peace. For centuries, the Jewish people have understood the Genesis story as establishing a sort of divine ratio for righteously living in time. 6 days a week, we humans can and should work, transforming the physical space around us, helping it to flourish and serve life in the broadest way possible. Through the efforts of our hands, ideally, we move creation forward, striving to help the earth become ever more fully what God has always envisioned it would be, the setting for God's reign. But then on the 7th day, we put aside our inner drive to change things and make them better. For 1 day, we remember that it is also true that at a very fundamental level, things are okay just the way they are. And as important as it is to strive for the future, it's just as important to enjoy the present, to enjoy being human on this earth, to eat in leisure, to read and pray and talk for long hours with those we love, to sit and watch the birds, not to accomplish anything, but just to experience menuha, to discover the world can take care of itself for a little bit. Now, of course, the Jewish law has never been such that the Sabbath can't be broken for an emergency. It's never been that you shouldn't act if a person's life is in danger, or even if an animal's life is in danger. But the general principle is that unless life is at stake, don't fix anything. For 24 hours, just let things be. Reading Heschel's book made me fall in love with the idea of Sabbath. It felt like stumbling upon something I have needed in my life for a long time. Who could live without this? Who would want to live without this? Which brings us, at long last, via a very circuitous route, to our gospel today, in which Jesus enters a synagogue on the Sabbath, as any observant Jew would, and then proceeds to call forward a man with a deformed hand and heal him. So this is what I don't get. It wasn't like the guy was going to die if Jesus didn't heal him on the Sabbath. He'd obviously lived with this condition for some time. What, pray tell, was so important about this man's hand that Jesus couldn't wait 24 more hours? In all honesty, I need to let you know that I think Jesus may have missed the boat here. He violated a sacred, treasured tradition of his people, a divine ratio built into the order of creation itself, knowingly and publicly provoking religious leaders, sticking them in a very tricky position when he could have waited just a few hours more in order to accomplish the same task without creating any ruckus. But you've not checked out this website today to hear my opinion on the matter. You've come to hear the gospel proclaimed. And the gospel truth is that for some reason, Jesus found this man's situation so compelling that it could not wait until sunset. In order to heal one man's hand, he was willing to toss aside a beautiful tradition that he had treasured since childhood, a core practice of his faith, and risk the anger of his entire faith community so much so that some would want to put him to death, all so that this man could straighten his fingers. Now, what are we, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to make of this? I need to tell you, I probably should end right there because I don't know the answer to the question that I am posing. But I will leave you with one image that comes to my mind as I sat with the question. I'm not sure it's the right one. It's a little hokey. It's the story of a man walking along the ocean shore who comes across a boy bending down to pick up a starfish and throw them into the sea. "What are you doing?" he asks. "The sun is up and the tide is out," the boy replies. "If they don't make it back into the water, they will die." "But look at the thousands of starfish along this coastline. It's not like you're going to make any difference," the man says. And the boy bends down and throws another starfish into the ocean. "It made a difference for that one," he says. Makes me wonder, for what one person today would you be willing to set aside all prudence, your firmest of convictions, your most treasured principles, and scandalize the rest of us, just in order to show that one person a bit of compassion?